Rice Miller went to his grave in the Whitfield Baptist Church Cemetery just outside of Tutwiler, Mississippi, on or around Decoration Day 1965. He died in his sleep on May 25th of natural causes, meaning his life ran out before someone with a knife or a gun or some poison could cause him to leave here before his time. He lived his life to the full, brooking no interference, asking no quarter, and certainly giving none. Robert Lockwood, his sidekick from the 30s and on through the years, called him a terrible scound, which should give you some idea of what his enemies thought of him. But Rice never cared about his enemies, or his friends for that matter. He did exactly what he wanted to do and let the devil take the hindmost. He lived fast for an awful long time, and when he felt his time coming, he went back home to Helena to die, where he got his start, playing his harp and singing on KFFA radio. His friends were there, and his sisters, and what family he had, and when he passed, they carried him across the river to Tutwiler and buried him next to the church. Later, in 1977, Miss Lillian McMurray of the Diamond Record Company of Jackson, Mississippi, who cut his first records for her trumpet label in 1951, reached into her coffers and bought him a gravestone and had it erected in the weeds and bramble bushes next to the river, behind the Whitfield Baptist Church, just outside of town. 12 years he went unnoticed and unmarked, a giant in the earth, anonymously haunting the town where W.C. Handy first heard the blues in 1903. Oh, Sonny Boy! Sonny Boy, I'm down on my knees by your grave in the dark of night, February 1984, pulling aside the thorns and the long grass and weeds in the light of the headlamps of my car with John Hall beside me. Geeked up pilgrims from the north on our way to New Orleans. Stop. stopping by to say goodbye, baby, just one more time.